Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. We're going on in about 2 minutes. The Reverend is in. We'll be on in 2 minutes. Papers, relay broadcasters, and everybody who wants to know. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight we have a very special show happening. The theme is Pre-Erection Day. That's right, Tuesday is actually Erection Day. So, that doesn't just mean for men. So, of course, Erection Day is a sacred national tradition every November. And in the spirit of Erection Day, it is for all genders and persuasion to be erect with excitement, the prospect, or at least the illusion of change, and of course, a state of heightened arousal. So we have a lot of erection-related songs and material, which of course means we have to be sensitive to the erection challenged people like Rush Limbaugh, who returned from the Dominican Republic with a bottle of Viagra and kind of outed himself as a malfunctionary. I guess he brought the Viagra to the Dominican Republic to witness American morals and family values and Christian supremacy to the local sex workers, but that's pure speculation. Similar to Pastor Ted Haggard and all these other hypocritical moral crusaders. But we will have a lot of fun for Pre-Erection Day, a lot of great tunes, a lot of news, and of course tonight's show is dedicated, if you've seen the blog at reverendbookburn.com, to a peer, a colleague, a great human being from New York City Independent Media Center, killed by thuggish assholes at the behest of the Mexican government in Oaxaca, named Brad Will. And tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Brad Will. Please check out all the links relating to that story at reverendbookburn.com. Tonight's show is dedicated to him. We will have a lot of tunes and a lot to talk about. And God is in the house, or in the studio, God is going to be our special live guest tonight because he did not want to miss Erection Day. And he has a lot to say, too, about being used in political campaigns and all that kind of shit. So let's get started. The first song is by The New Pornographers and is entitled Execution Day.
Oh, bless that train. You were already there, you were ready to cast our fate to the wind, to try your hand at everything. What a sense it would have been had we been there. Those trials are held for to end, and smiles are specially shown. So when you blink to see this day, which began as execution.
really drop up.
Clarence Thomas thing. I guess you watched that, eh? Well, I tell you something. I learned something very important watching that Clarence Thomas hearing. Do you know what I learned? I don't stand a fucking chance. Don't even call the committee to order. It'd be a real short hearing. Well, Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a video series called Clam Lappers Volumes 1 through 90? All of them? I don't recall. Mr. Hicks, are you familiar at all with a man named Manuel who works at the Show World Adult Video Parlor? Manny! Mr. Hicks, they subpoena me. They subpoena me. I tell you, after the Pee Wee Herman thing and then after the Clarence Thomas hearings, pornography's gotten a really bad name in our country. And I'd like to state for the record right now, I love pornography. Love it. I have tapes that are pure fucking art, I'm telling you. People fucking sucking every imaginable position, the finest looking women fucking sucking. I love it. For the record. Well, Mr. Hicks, thank you for your testimony. I don't know if we have a place for you right now on the Supreme Court. But boy, you ever thought about becoming a senator? Come here, boy. Bring some of them tapes over here. Look at that. Whoa. Bring them over to Teddy's house. Yeah, look at that there. She go to that like a duck to water. Look at that there. How, how, how. That is one of my big fears in life, that I'm going to die, you know, and my parents are going to have to come clean out my apartment. Find that porno wing I've been adding on to for years. There'll be two funerals that day. You'll see my mom going through my stuff. Look, honey, here's Bill when he was a Cub Scout. Look how cute my baby is. His little short pants and his little hat. Look how cute my baby was. I wonder what's in this box over here. Rear entry, volume 1 through 40. You're the only guy going through the gates of heaven with his mom spanking him. Mom, they were on sale. Someone named Manny called. Oh, shit. I don't understand anything, so there you go. You know my problem? I watch too much news, man. That's my problem. That's why I'm so depressed all the time. I figured it out. I watch too much CNN, man. I don't know if you've ever sat around and watched CNN longer than, say, 20 hours in one day. I don't recommend that.
This is no time for shaking hands. This is no time for backslapping. This is no time for marching bands. This is no time for optimism. This is no time for endless thought. This is no time for my country, right or wrong. Remember what that brought. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. This is no time for congratulations. This is no time to turn your back. This is no time for circumlocution. This is no time for learning speech. This is no time to count your blessings. This is no time for private gain. This is a time to put up or shut up. It won't come back this way again. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. This is no time to swallow anger. This is no time to ignore hate. This is no time to be acting frivolous, because the time is getting late. This is no time for private vendettas. This is no time to not know who you are. Self-knowledge is a dangerous thing, the freedom of who you are. This is no time to ignore warnings. This is no time to clear the plate. Let's not be sorry after the fact, and let the past become our fate. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. This is no time to turn the wind drink or smoke some vials of crack. This is a time to gather force and take dead aim and attack. This is no time for celebration. This is no time for saluting flags. This is no time for inner searchings. The future is at hand. This is no time for phony rhetoric. This is no time for political speech. This is a time for action, because the future's within reach. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time. Because there is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time.
Yeah! So next time you hear an ad like this,
this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Take their advice. They're not just trying to save your life. They're trying to save your money.
Any questions?
A thought on reducing the cost of health care from King County Medical Blue Shield.
Give it all to the teacher.
You heard three tracks from the Misfits, kind of a post-Halloween celebration. You heard All Hell Breaks Loose, Vampyra, and Mommy, Can I Go Out and Kill Tonight? Before the Misfits, you heard Christ on a Crutch doing Nation of Sheep and Christian's Crack Diary. Before that, Lou Reed did There Is No Time. Bill Hicks did Sex on Trial. The Clash did Pressure Drop. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and Elephant's Memory Band did New York City from the Sometime in New York City CD. And started off with the New Pornographers doing Execution Day. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org. And preserved at Radio For All, the numeral, radioforall.net, thanks to Pastor Rex Catt. And there's links at reverendbookburn.com where you can hear most of the shows from 2006, including the last one from 2 weeks ago, Human Services Needs the Military Budget. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend to have input to forthcoming themed shows, feedback to already done shows, or promos, emails of cool stuff, informative articles, or what the Reverend really loves, cartoons, anything but spam, unless it's the funny Jesus spam that some people still send to the Reverend, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Numbnuts and Ron Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is also a commentator at the Blogamy site at Dr. Susan Block's web pages, which is drsusanblock.com/blog. Okay, updates always, as well as goodies, articles, links at reverendbookburn.com for the forthcoming shows, which includes next week. We'll do a show next week, then we're off the Sunday of 2 weeks from now, and then returning November 26th. Next week on The Reverend Is In, Veterans, it'll be our own Veterans Day show, Veterans of Resistance to Christian Terrorism, which will primarily focus on clinic defenders, and with an emphasis on the independent and more grassroots kind of groups. Veterans of Resistance to Christian Terrorism, next week on The Reverend Is In. Off in 2 weeks, returning November 26th for yet another sacred annual holiday tradition. Happy Spanksgiving. And we'll see what we can do to make that one special. All right. Again, check out reverendbookburn.com and check out some Reverend Bookburn pals, including Pastor Rex Catt from Flock with No Shepherd, and who is now broadcasting and has a blog, and that's linked at reverendbookburn.com, and also his shows are at radioforall.net. And Eric Swartz, he's the guy who did the song Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis and Clinton Got a Blowjob. Also great videos, music videos, at Eric Swartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, ericswartz.com. And the Reverend's friend Heretic, who is the webmaster at unrealitycheck.com. All right, enough of the plugs. Let's see. Before we get to God, let's see. We'll cover. There's way too much shit tonight, as always. I overplanned. So, let's see. I'm going to just say that at ReverendBookburn.com, please go down a posting or two and check out the articles about the late Pat Tillman, who was a professional athlete, a Marine. He got killed in the war for Dickless Cheney's profits at Halliburton and the oil companies for lies. And the articles about his death and the writings by his brother about that. And also the links to the articles about the late Brad Will. Tonight's show is dedicated to the late Brad Will. He was a colleague, a fellow independent media person from New York City Independent Media. He went down to Mexico to Oaxaca and was covering all the violence and bloodshed that government-sponsored thugs were perpetrating in that area. And then he himself was killed. And there's also, besides information, there's calls to action. So please check that out and email that to your friends. And also, speaking of colleagues in independent media, our very own Mr. Mike, who is a part of Philadelphia Independent Media and an advocate for something near and dear to the Reverend's heart during his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, the single-payer healthcare system and a humane healthcare system. Mike is running for office in Pennsylvania and for the Green Party, and you can check him out online at Mike4Philadelphia.com and check out his site. All right, let's see. What's in the news? God is in the next room, but he's not going to come out and talk yet until after the second set of tunes. Today, the Reverend found out that Saddam Hussein was found guilty in his trial and sentenced to die. And while the Reverend has no affection for Saddam Hussein, he was a murderer and he was an asshole, he was, in fact, an American ally for years and received a lot of American weapons, a lot of American technology, and was kind of built up by the American government in the days when U.S. tax dollars was funding the Contra terrorists in Central America, the African version of the Contra terrorists in Angola, and pretty much around the world. So what's sad about Hussein's trial is that he was convicted and sentenced without his accomplices, primarily George Bush Sr. and Donald Rumsfeld. Therefore, it was a kangaroo court and a bullshit conviction and sentencing because it happened without his accomplices. All right, let's see. What else is going on in this world? And yet another evangelical preacher going down. And actually, that's literally true. Another abstinence preaching, family values touting, morals preaching, moral crusading, Christian supremacist, Bush supporting president of the National Association of Evangelicals, Ted Haggard, who is outed by his hired gay male prostitute for hiring said gay male prostitute and getting from him meth and gay sex. Sounds like a true evangelist to me. So another pastor going down, and there's links at reverendbookburn.com and some really good articles coming in the next posting probably late this week. Pastor Reverend Ted Haggard going down and hopefully bringing a lot of Bushies and theocratic right people with him. So in the tradition of Mark Foley, Ted Haggard is revealing what moral crusaders and abstinence preaching, and it's not just these assholes are hypocrites, but they are, as well as the pedophile priests, but they are policy makers, powerful people given even greater power of influence during the criminal Bush regime. So these are policymakers, and a lot of the people running for office right now, this coming week, on Erection Day, are people like Mark Foley, Ted Haggard, Rick Santorum, Mike Fitzpatrick, on and on and on, this endless list. And it begs the question, would you vote for Chester the Molester? Would you vote for a war criminal if he was a smaller-time murderer, like, say, a serial killer? Not that the Reverend endorses any candidates, but or has any appreciation for really any of the parties, but especially the two corporate parties. However, it feels like old Germany when Hitler was coming to power, and it's like, you know what? Even if the opposition are assholes and bootlickers and pretty much towing the line, business as usual, still, the war criminal regime is so extreme, so dangerous, so alarming that the Reverend completely understands and supports his friends and book burners who are on the pragmatic side and said, let's just deal with this motherfucker, get as many of his flunkies away from Washington, and Rolling Stone magazine, which normally sucks, is actually getting good now and then, and pointing out that this has to be the worst Congress ever. This has to be yet even worse than the Newt Gingrich Congress in the 90s, as inconceivable as that could be. So, that is something to keep in mind. Would you vote for Chester the Molester? And if not, then why not lambast the same kinds of assholes who are running on this forthcoming Erection Day? And speaking of moral hypocrites, the Republican Party kingpins have been regularly accepting money from what's called a gay porn king. I don't know what the word king means, but one of the big shots in the gay porn industry has been a regular contributor to the Republican Party who accepts the money. Now, people are shocked by this and saying, how could they accept this money and all that kind of shit. But the Reverend's thinking, who is this gay porn king, and how could he be such a dickhead giving money to people who would put him in a Guantanamo cage if they fully actualized their agenda to appease the evangelical and theocratic nutjobs who are a large segment of their support base. All right. Let's see. Talked out big time. When we come back after the next set of tunes, God will be in the house to talk. And we also have a live zygote ready to talk to you. The Reverend, I mean, not the Reverend, I'm the Reverend God, wants you to check out a couple of things while you're enjoying the tunes, including some very divine and sacred holy pleasure toys at divineinterventions.com. There's a hyphen between the two words, divineinterventions.com. And also, to as a kind of a foreplay to God's visit, you can check out ifuckedanncoulterinthesshard.blogspot.com. All right, that's enough to chew on. Let's play a hemp track by Michael Hurley. This is entitled The National Weed Growers Association.
Oh, we plant, we plant, we plant the seed, and then we grow, grow, grow the weed, and we pull the weed, and we sell the green. We trade some off for kerosene, that's cold juice, boy. When you grow the weed, you gotta hide it away. Punks will steal it today. If it ain't them punks, it's the authorities pulling my weed and stepping on my bees. So we plant the seed early in the spring. We fertilize with anything, and we haul the water if the rain don't fall. We pray the Lord will make a call on us. It's against the law. We know, we know. You ain't shitting. Ho, ho, ho. But in nature's law, it's the poor man's eye. In the streets of D.C., it's a rich fool's buy. Now I know it's good herb for you and I. You know I wrote this song while I was high on the weed. If you puff the weed, you're nothing but a slave. Oh my Lord, it's the weed I crave. At the snake charmer's school and the charm school for snakes, a bunch of torpid vipers was laying round shit face.
Don't hold back, baby, tell me what's the deal. I gotta move in closer and cop a feel. Oh my, you got something with mass appeal. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants. If there's a housing crisis and there ain't any more, need a place to go, you gotta open the door. Wanna save the night, pull up the floor. Wanna feel alright, party galore. You got a tent's gig going in France, baby. And a men's gig up in your pants, baby. The kids need some new romance, baby. Come on, let's take a chance. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's geek up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's geek.
coming right in Shirley News. Connie and Dean, girls and boys everywhere wanna make the scene. There's a pole in the middle and it's made out of wood. We should all dance around it, you know that we could. Start the pole dancing,
sliding up and down.
Get to romancing,
down to the ground.
Start the pole dancing,
sliding up and down.
Get to romance,
down.
The tail's still big in your pants, baby. Gonna pay my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's gig up in your pants, baby. The tail's still big in your pants, baby. Gonna pay my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's gig up in your pants, baby. Lick the pole when it's cold and your tongue will stick. So keep the party pumping and thumping and shake. Rubbing the club, legs in between. Loving the scrub, keeping it clean.
We're gonna wash that pole. We're gonna wash that pole. We're gonna wash that pole. Scrub that pole. Wash that pole.
The tail's still big in your pants, baby. Gonna pay my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's gig up in your pants, baby. The tail's still big in your pants, baby. Gonna pay my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a man's gig up in your pants, baby. I got a soul orgasm. Hurts so good, 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 I got a soul orgasm. Hurts so good.
Red states. It won't play well in the red states. We're all divided now into this media-imposed stereotype of the blue states and the red states. And I live in a supposedly blue state in California. Yeah, the sky's blue. Okay. 3-4 years ago, not even corporate media mentioned blue states or red states because they hadn't cooked up that little scam yet. And thinking in terms of a false division like that makes about as much sense as looking at this whole thing as a battle royale between donkeys and elephants. Especially when there's been some very, very interesting results of polls taken in both the red and the blue states. Personally, I prefer green states. Unfortunately, a lot of the states today look to me a little more like a colostomy bag. Where did I put my little, I think it's on a light, there it is, the collection of results over the past couple years from people like Pew Research, who does a lot of different studies on religion and on public mood. Sometimes I've had help from University of Akron or Stanford University. Here you go. The red state, blue state divide. Funny how people in both of these cartoon stereotypes agreed that two-thirds, yes, we want health insurance. Yes, we should fight poverty by taxing rich people. Yes, we should repeal Bush's tax cut for the rich. 77% government should do whatever it takes to protect the environment. 85% abortion should be legal in at least some circumstances. And legal in almost all circumstances, 55%. 86% raise the minimum wage. They just voted down again in the Senate just to raise somebody's wage to a piddly $7.25 an hour. People making minimum wage make far less actual money than they did 20 or 30 years ago. And guess how many thought that they were okay with gays having the same rights as everybody else, even if it meant marriage and civil unions? 60%. These are mainstream issues, mainstream opinion. Do not believe the hype coming from both Fox News and a toady like the Hillary monster that we have to get more churchy. We have to get more right wing. We've got to do something about Hollywood. And forget that your job may be offshored at any moment and our erections are being... our elections? Oh, well, spot the difference. Being rigged. And we're being cracked down upon so hard now. Maynard from Tool told me that after Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace, his anti-Bush statements all got stripped off of his MySpace site.
Interesting. Basically, that along with Howard Dean's idea of what the internet is for, and this new thing in Congress right now, is a new bill designed to stamp out neutrality in a level playing field on the internet. Where now, as if they aren't making enough money, Verizon and Comcast and AT&T could then decide who gets processed how quickly on the internet and how many toll booths they can set up along the way to charge you for every last little thing. So somebody who wants to set up a non-corporate website or get in touch with somebody else, slowly but surely marginalized where you can't really get your voice out anymore. In addition to trying to reclaim our right to vote, another major battle we're going to have to fight is to reclaim our right to communicate. In corporate media, we have a different point of view than what they're telling us on Fox News or the slightly disguised wannabe Fox Newses like CNN and CBS and all. They don't get on there. When was the last time you saw Ralph Nader even on Nightline or anything like that? This all has to be marginalized. Third-party candidates in elections, not discussed, not allowed in the debates. Local elections, barely even covered on local news, so you can't get the word out. And now they want to even keep putting up booths on the internet, which Al Gore proposed when he was vice president, just to keep people from communicating, especially if they're patriotically incorrect. But sometimes we aren't helping matters either. When we start falling into these little electronic ruts of things like, oh yeah, I talked to that person yesterday. Oh really, what did they say? Oh, I don't know, I just emailed them. Emailing is not communicating until you get a reply. And if you really want to reply quickly, you don't just wait a day or two and send an, didn't you get my email? No, you can instant message the easy way and call the person on the phone. And it's amazing how this works in the digital age. You ask somebody a question on the phone, they answer you instantly. And then you can even ask them another question. I can't believe that we've gotten so sophisticatedly stupid, we can't figure that out anymore. Or now it's so popular with the kids and their fancy phone toys. Ooh, I'm sending a little text message to you. I can see you 50 yards away at the mall, but I'm not going to talk to you. I'm only going to text you. Or an ex-girlfriend of mine in L.A., she's out at a club and meets somebody who says to her, oh, you're my MySpace friend. And then turns around and walks away and doesn't talk to her anymore. Yeah, we're MySpacing out so much and getting all this gadgetry and knowing instantly what's up with stuff that doesn't really matter, like what your friend's going to wear that day or something like that. We're missing an awful lot of the big picture. It wasn't that long ago that living in a world of imaginary friends was considered a mental illness. And then there's these go, go, go yuppie parents who go so far to avoid talking to their own children, throw them in the back of the minivan or the guzzling SUV, then lower down the screen and make them watch a DVD just so you don't have to talk to your own kids. Just so you can keep texting people and keeping up with your messages on the phone when you're supposed to be paying attention to your driving. Granted, phones are becoming very, very fascinating toys, and the sooner they can be used to hack Diebold voting machines, the better. But I keep wondering when people are finally going to realize they've been had and demand something a little more lifelike, when they finally get tired of things like, wow, I got to see a whole Bon Jovi concert on my phone available exclusively to Verizon customers, and Bon Jovi was no bigger than a termite. It was so awesome, man. I like more. I like live bands. I like to listen to things without some video showing me what the song's supposed to mean so I can decide that for myself instead. We're not helping with this battle to communicate.
sun goes down and the moon comes up. I turn into a teenage goo mop. Yeah, I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. I'm looking for something that is nice to eat. You better duck when I show up. The goo mop. Cause I'm a teenage tiger and a goo-goo-mop.
You heard the Germs doing Lexicon Devil. Before that, the Jam did Absolute Beginners. The Cramps did Goo Goo Muck from the brand new Jello Biafra spoken word release that is a must-have from AlternativeTentacles.com. In the Grip of Official Treason, the two tracks were Red State Blue State Static Attack and American Idol. Before Jello Biafra, you heard Peaches doing Tent in Your Pants, and that went out to Limp Dick Rush Limbaugh, and started off with Michael Hurley doing National Weed Growers Association. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Pre-Erection Day, and we have more Erection Day tunes coming up. And as you know, God is in the studio, so he is going to be talking. Excuse me, he is going to be talking. Capital H, I forgot. Sorry. Don't get pissed off. Okay, and we also have a zygote. And I'll explain a little background. This is a part of a campaign nationwide on college campuses, which hit our own city of Philadelphia at the University of Pennsylvania. And this is actually from the website of a Penn student and also the publisher of Quake magazine. And you can find all this at Jessica Gold Harrelson, H-A-R-A-L-S-O-N, JessicaGoldHarrelson.com. A zygote's a zygote, no matter how small. And this is from that site. There's been a bit of a brouhaha lately on my campus surrounding a controversial ad campaign by Penn for Life, the pro-life organization of the University of Pennsylvania. The advertisement, which depicts a bifurcated cell named Elena, ends with the tagline, "A person's a person, no matter how small." The original copy for the ad includes a child's handwriting and pictures of stars, cars, and other childish doodles. Now, I'm perfectly fine with and respect people's ethical arguments against abortion, even though I'm pro-choice, but this emotional manipulation, this equating a two-day-old fetus with a grown child, just rings inappropriate. With this dubious logic, social conservatives can argue that we should ban emergency contraception. After all, isn't an unimplanted zygote an abortion? I realize this is a slippery slope. Not really. But the argument could go further. Why not ban contraception, for instance, which prevents ovulation but can also prevent implantation? That is an argument from all ALL American Life League in their argument for the banning of all contraception. Back to the text. Is a zygote a person, no matter how small? After the scan was made available on LiveJournal, my friend, Photoshop expert Mike Van Helder, created this brilliant parody of the ad.
I might be just 30 hours old, but I already have surprisingly good handwriting. Considering I have no opposable digits, or really any anatomy to speak of, not even a brain. A brain? Fuck, I don't even have a head. I'm just a pair of cells. You can wipe your nose and produce thousands of things that look just like me. A person's a person no matter how small. But I'm not a person at all. Really, that line is more applicable to midgets and dwarves.
Okay, thank you, Jessica Gold Harrelson from JessicaGoldHarrelson.com. For that excellent piece, a zygote's a zygote, no matter how small. And it is an appropriate way to respond to the utterly silly and absurd arguments from the American Christian Taliban and the Al-Qaeda clones from the more terrorist groups in the anti-abortion movement, because their arguments are so laughable. The false link debunked years ago, in which they try to scare women into believing they'll get breast cancer, that there's a higher risk of mental illness. Actually, I think there's a higher risk of mental illness if you go to one of the anti-choice fake clinics. On and on. Okay, let's move on. Let's see, we covered most of the subjects, covered most of the plugs. So, and I'm sure you did your homework, between these little verbal outbursts while the songs are on at the Ann Coulter site and at divineinterventions.com, and I'm sure that you're using those toys and that you're all worked up and ready to truly celebrate Pre-Erection Day, no matter what gender or orientation or persuasion or in between that you may be. So now that you're all worked up, let's bring out God. God, welcome back once again to The Reverend Is In. I understand you have a lot to say this Erection Day season, and well, I'll just let you speak since you're the master of the universe and we're all your good little submissive, paddle-butted subjects. Ladies and gentlemen, book burners everywhere, wherever you are, in 6 continents, 14 known countries, all around the U.S. and Canada, please welcome God.
Good evening, book burners. This is God, and I am speaking to you without any special effects from Mr. Ed from Radio Volta Tech Support, who was the best thing to happen since the passing of the Reverend's late producer, Marlon, the great engineer. So, I have no echo. But I am so fucking pissed off I could send bolts of lightning and thunder down this fucking minute, because I have been, without my consent, brought into this forthcoming election this week. I have never, ever endorsed a candidate. And if I was to even entertain the notion of endorsing a candidate, it would not be one of these fuckheads from the Bush regime who has been goose-stepping behind the war. I want all book burners, and I want all citizens, and I want all politicians to stop the war. Stop all violence, abuses, wars, especially these idiotic business ventures for oil companies and Halliburton profits. And redirect your war and violent energies towards pleasure, rather than listening to these idiotic candidates use distractionary issues like gay marriage, their laughable abstinence bills. We want you to redirect your aggressive energies into pleasure, and if nobody is around, and if nobody is going to be around, to do it yourself. The people who are behind divine-interventions.com are my subjects. They have anointed and condoned pleasure products from me, myself, for you to use. I am sad that moral crusaders like Rush Limbaugh cannot get it up without Viagra when he visits sex workers in the Dominican Republic. I am sad that these far-right pundits and mouthpieces and commentators are sexual dysfunctionaries I am sad at the sexual dysfunction of Ann Coulter, Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, David Horowitz, and so many others who don't know when to shut the fuck up. And someday, professional sexual harassment perpetrator Bill O'Reilly will be able to get it up again if he learns to stop being a major league spinmeister and bullshit artist. I am proud of the people who make love and not war. I command that the perpetrators of war and Bush regime policies begin doing provocative dancing and stripping, starting with Dick Hastert, Condoleezza Rice, and Rick Santorum, and to do those provocative dances for Dickless Cheney and Limp Dick Rush. And to the citizens of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Bristol, Pennsylvania, and many other municipalities and cities throughout North America and in other fascist nations, I am not against pornography. Even though the one truly offensive thing about porn tapes is something found in the majority of them, and that is that fucking awful music. Still, I would rather watch the recently remade Devil and Miss Jones than these horrible fucking sitcoms and cable TV commercials. If I wanted to be a part of Election Day, I would be a fucking candidate myself. I have never been a part of a political campaign, and I will never endorse products. Remember this. Go forth. Pleasure each other and others and yourself. It is my will. Thank you, Reverend Bookburn. And go to ReverendBookburn.com by the end of the week so you can get the word. Once again, this is one ministry that is worthwhile. And they don't ask for your fucking money.
Well, thank you, God. What an endorsement. What a plug. Finally, I get a plug for once. All right, God has spoken. He is displeased about being a part of political campaigns and wants you to make love, not war, and go to divineinterventions.com and get some of their pleasure products. All right, let's see. Once again, tonight the theme is pre-erection day. Tonight's show is dedicated to the late Brad Will. Please check out the links on that subject at reverendbookburn.com. And he was killed in Oaxaca. It's actually pronounced. It's O-A-X-A-C-A. It's in the last two postings at reverendbookburn.com. But now we're going to get back into the music. Let's play a couple of tracks from Blowfly. This goes out to a gay Republican group, God, talk about self-hating, called the Log Cabin Club. Let's play a song for the Log Cabins.
Mr. President.
Yes?
My name is Twan Jenkins of the African American Log Cabin Republican Association.
What? You're fucking black, gay, and Republican? You're extremely fucked up. You have your dick on backwards? Your nuts out. You shouldn't have gotten bargained. Assignment surgery. The doctor was drunk. And now you're just a freak. You got your dick on backwards. And you're pissing in your gut. some weird shit again. Check this out. People are saying you got a lawsuit, but take the money and run and get back your cooch. Whatever you do, be careful with your slit or else you'll come. Every time you shit, you got your clit on backwards and your ass making sounds. But it's like it's your best friend since you're working upside down. Now you sure look funny, you sure look strange. You can't stay this way, oh you know you gotta change. The way you eat prunes, it ain't a proper diet. Sitting on the toilet all day, shitting away your life. You got your clit on backwards and your ass making sounds. It's like it's your best friend since you're working upside. But y'all fucked up. Motherfucker got his nuts up front, his dick in back. And I don't know what to say about you over here. You grab a ass, you grab a clit. I'm wondering what pussy is that. No, don't tell me. I don't want to know. See you motherfuckers on the next side.
Social worker.
I want to be your Christian supremacist service provider. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy.
For more information about the George W. Numnuts Bush plans for the faith-based initiative and other violations of church-state separation according to the U.S. Constitution, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at AU.org. AU.org.
Domino's Pizza founder Thomas Monahan is planning on building a town in Florida called Ave Maria. Now, if all goes to plan, the 5,000-acre property will have 11,000 homes and hold an estimated 20,000 residents. In Ave Maria, there will be no pornographic magazines sold, no condoms, and no birth control pills. And sources say no deliveries from Papa John's or Pizza Hut will be allowed. The cable package for residents will not have X-rated channels. So if the residents want porn, well, they're going to have to make it themselves. Now, like any theme park, there has to be a main attraction. And Ave Maria will have a massive church with a crucifix nearly 65 feet tall. The Lord will surely notice it, especially on Saturday nights when they light it on fire. Now, some people don't think Ave Sharia is a good idea. Of course, the enemy of the right in all things holy, the ACLU, the American Communist Liberal Underground, and other watchdog groups are concerned about the civil rights of the residents and the impact on the environment. Now, Monahan thinks all the uproar is good for business. He sees himself as doing the work of the Lord. And since State Governor Jiggly Jeb Bush was at the groundbreaking ceremony, he knows the fix is in. Why, I hope the plans go right ahead. I do. I hope they eventually wall off the town with an alligator-stocked moat, razor wire, a no-man's land laden with anti-personnel mines, a single-access road, an electro-optic identification system at the gate, armed guards in the tower, and great Kool-Aid by the gallon. A few years in, after great success with the reality shows, defectors' book deals, and miniseries, the ATF will eventually invade the compound and the whole place will be reduced to ash. Perhaps more Americans can join cults and wall themselves off from the rest of us so we can start having fun again. Jesus will be inside with the faithful, assuredly, but when he wants to get high and see a real rock show, he'll be out here in the real world with the rest of us. Allahu Akbar! For some American companies, the fact that China is open for business is a Wall Street wet dream. China. They shoot students, don't they? We just leave ours behind. Companies such as Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, The Rolling Stones, and For Him magazine have happily caved in to the demands of the Communist Party, which would make them sympathetic to the cause, which would make them communist sympathizers, right? Hell no. It's just business. Microsoft agreed to block the words democracy and freedom through its Chinese portal. Google agreed to deny access to sites the Chinese government considers illegal, like the ones for human rights groups. By being in the Chinese marketplace, Google whips ass on the Beijing-based Baidu.com, who is taking market share away from Google. You can't fight City Hall, and you can't tell those commie bastards how to run their country. And it seems some American companies wouldn't dare as long as the check's clear. I used Google to get information on how the Communist Party of China arrests practitioners of Falun Gong and how fucking lame Google is for censoring itself for China. When you look up Falun Gong on Google.cn in China, all you get is access to a string of articles that condemn the movement. That is pretty fucking weak. Google reps say that some information is better than none. Won't the restrictions that limit internet users in China only make them see just how much they're being oppressed? I sure would hate to see, with a high-resolution screen and a high-speed connection, exactly what I was missing. I think I would give that the high-speed finger. Yahoo aided in the arrest of Chinese journalist Shi Tao, who the Chinese government accuses of leaking state secrets. Apparently, the big secret had to do with dissidents returning to mark the fact that it's been 15 years since Chinese soldiers shot unarmed students in Tiananmen Square. This event is known all over the world as the Tiananmen Square Massacre. Xi Tao admits to forwarding the letter sent into his newspaper to other people, but contends that it was not a secret of any kind. Good thing Yahoo was there to help the Chinese investigators track down Xi Tao's IP address so we could hurry up and get started with his 10-year prison sentence. Thanks, Yahoo! Who does anything for money? Crackheads and huge American companies. What do you want to be when you grow up? A new Zogby International poll shows that 69% of Americans support public school teachers presenting the theory of evolution as well as theories that are in opposition. If only there were any that didn't have God somewhere in them. The theory of evolution, proposed by Charles Darwin in his groundbreaking work, Origin of Species, published in 1859, has been championed by scientists ever since. And like evolution itself, the science of it, the gathering evidence and data, is a ceaseless pursuit of scientists all over the world. In the theory of evolution, there is no talk of God, and no Bibles are used. They're not looking for higher powers, extraterrestrials, or anything else that could be found in the science fiction section, because they are not dealing with fiction. As more is known and more is shown, Christian fundamentalists see their fingers being pulled off the steering wheel as their oppressive shackles are more and more being seen as fear-based nonsense. And so these awful people who favor abstinence-only sex education, as does the President of the United States, seek yet again to put God into public school classrooms. First, it was the rewrite of the Pledge of Allegiance, the addition of under God between one nation and indivisible, which they insist sounds great. Actually, it sounds like a badly punched in edit that throws the rhythm of the piece way off and totally removes the power of the statement. Well, they're back with the theory of intelligent design. It's not much of a theory. It's more of an over-fancified collection of sentiments basically saying that there are life forms and functions in them that are so complex only God Almighty could have come up with them, and we can just stop wondering and just start praising Him. Now, the foundation of intelligent design relies heavily upon an idea called irreducible complexity. The breathtaking stupidity of irreducible complexity is only outweighed by the complete lack of science involved. It is just intellectually lazy and cannot be tested or challenged. You can't get God to come down to the lab and prove a fucking thing. You just have to believe. And science does not operate on faith. Faith is taught in churches. If you can't prove it in the scientific world, you've got no game. These Christian fundamentalist psychotics are so power mad they will stop at nothing. Willful ignorance, intimidation, and suppression of information are their tools. Intelligent design, abstinence-only sex ed, the new dark ages are upon us. Hang on, folks. This century is going to be a rough ride.
I'm Rush the Magic Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids say no to morphine, cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
Evolving, revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. On expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Embrace you. I'll sit on your face and tell my love the truth. Well, the weather...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy. It's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three chars for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Oh, thank you very much.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's hard to win an uphill campaign battle when your colleagues are pedophiles chasing pages or blowing meth with gay male prostitutes. But we want to assure you that we're going to stay the course, fight a war, and let the troops risk getting their balls or eggs blown off their Halliburton profits and the oil companies. You just gotta believe. And if you don't, we'll run another Osama commercial until you are scared into supporting us. Because we're psychotics. We're people who are far worse than Saddam Hussein could ever dream of being. And we stand for morals, family values, and abstinence. Except when we are in predator mode. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. Okay, this goes out to George himself.
Oh.
Hiya, friends. Now just be honest about it. Did you ever consider the possibility that your penis, and in the case of many dignified ladies, that the size of the titties themselves might provide elements of subconscious tension? Weird, twisted anxieties that could force a human being to have to become a politician, a policeman, a Jesuit monk, a rock and roll guitar player, a wino, you name it. Or in the case of the ladies, the ones that can't afford a silicone beef up, they become writers of hot books.
Manuel the gardener placed his burning phallus in her quivering quim.
Yes, or they become Carmelite nuns.
Gonzo, the lead guitar player, placed his mutated member in her slithering slit.
Or racehorse jockeys. There is no reason why you or your loved one should suffer. Things are bad enough without the size of your organ adding even more misery to the troubles of the world.
Right on! Right on!
Now, if you're a lady and you've got munchkin tits, you can console yourself with this age-old line from primary school.
Anything over a mouthful is wasted!
Yes! And isn't it the truth? And if you're a guy, one night you're at a party and you're trying to be cool, I mean, you aren't even wearing any underwear, you're being so cool. And somebody hits on you one night, and he looks you up and down and he says,
8 inches or less.
Well, let me tell you, brothers, that's the time when you've got to turn around and look that son of a bitch right between the eyes. And you got to tell him these words.
Opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long-suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runner-ups as well. Sunday, November 5th, 2006 at RadioVolta.org and reported at ReverendBookburn.com. First, the runner-up. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is the legislature and political candidates of Nicaragua. The legislature and political candidates, including the progressive, mighty, should-know-better Sandinista leader Daniel Ortega, rallied round an abortion ban pushed by the heavily influential Catholic Church, the Church of Pedophilia, in Nicaragua by passing a near total abortion ban, including for those who deemed health risk or with their lives at risk. And that includes Sandinista leader Daniel Ortega, who should know better. Nicaraguan legislature and presidential candidates, runners-up for Assholes of the Week. And that leaves a recipient even more special. Yes, the killers, the assassins, the blood-bathing murderers of New York City independent media reporter Brad Will in the Oaxaca section of Mexico. The murderers of Brad Will, who unwittingly called worldwide attention to their bloodbaths in that region of the world. It is very obvious that they deserve justice. Brad Will will be remembered. And you, assassins, at the behest of the Mexican government, are assholes of the week. Let's kill these fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Frank Zappa did Penis Dimension. DOA did Fucked Up Bush. From Monty Python, you heard Henry Kissinger, Galaxy Song, Sit on My Face, and Penis Song, not the Noel Coward song. Al Franken as Rush Limbaugh did My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue. Spoken word from Henry Rollins. The tracks were Ave Maria, Corporate Ass Kissing to China, and Creation Science. And the Pastor Rex Cat remakes of My Promotion for Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Dandermouse from the Gray Album did Interlude, and we started off with Blowfly doing Uncle Log Cabin and You've Got Your Dick On Backwards. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In Tonight. The theme has been Pre-Erection Day, and so I guess that gives new meaning to the word polls, and we have to say thank you to God for being a live guest again tonight and praying for the functionless poll of Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, and so many others who are functionally challenged. Maybe that's what makes them so fascistic. And next week, the theme is Veterans of Resistance to Christian Terrorism. And we will talk about independent clinic defenders and even some hairy internal issues. We're off in 2 weeks and then returning November 26th for Happy Spanksgiving. Write to me, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And as always, there will be updates at reverendbookburn.com. And if all goes well, tonight's show will be uploaded and available 24/7 for free at radioforall.net. All right, I think it is time for a closing song. We'll play one more song and then get out of here. This is from the soundtrack to Love Dolls Superstar. This is Red Cross doing Love Doll Superstar. Good night.
Superstar.
China was won by Mao Zedong. Chiang Kai-shek's army ran away, and they're waiting there in Thailand today, supported by the CIA, pushing junk down Thailand way. First they stole from the Mio tribes, up in the hills they started taking bribes. Then they sent their soldiers up to Shan, collecting opium to sell to the man.
pushing junk in Bangkok today, supported by the CIA. Brought their jam on mule trains down to Chiang Rai, that's a railroad town. Sold it next to Police Chief Brain, he took it to town on the choo-choo train. Trafficking dope to Bangkok all day, supported by the CIA. The policeman's name was Mr. Fow, he peddled dope grand scale and how. Chief of the Border Customs paid by Central Intelligence's U.S. aid. The whole operation, newspapers say, supported by the CIA. He got so sloppy and he peddled so loose, he busted himself and he cooked his own goose. Took the reward for an opium load, seizing his own haul, which same he resold. Big time pusher, a decade turned gray, a working for the CIA. The whole operation fell into chaos, till U.S. intelligence came into Laos. I tell you no lie, I'm a true American, our big pusher there was Fuminosovan. All them princes in the power play, but Fumi was the man for the CIA. Zubi Lifong, he worked for the French, big fat man liked to dine and to wench. Prince of the Mios, he grew black mud, till opium flowed through the land like a flood. Communists came and chased the French away, so Zubi took a job with the CIA. And his best friend, General Wang Pao, ran our Mio army like a secret cow. Helicopter smugglers filled Longchang's bars in Zhangquan province on the Plain of Jars. It started in secret, they were fighting yesterday, clandestine secret army of the CIA. All through the 60s, the dope flew free through Tan Son Hoot, Saigon to Marshall Key. There America followed through, transporting confiture for President Tu. All these dealers were decades yesterday, the Indochina Chinese mob of the USCIA. Operation Haylift officer William Colby saw Marshall Key fly opium, Mr. Mustard told me. Indochina desk, he was chief of dirty tricks, hitchhiking with dope pushers was how he got his fix. Subsidizing traffickers to drive the Reds away, till Colby was the head of the whole world CIA. Subsidizing traffickers to drive the Reds away, till Colby was the head of the whole world scene.